Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back. 6:01 is the time. An extra hour of Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Giants 3, Padres 2. 4-game split, and on we go to Milwaukee. Next up on the Padre journey through 2025, we have reached the... Nope, we haven't reached it. Take it back. We've had 61 games, so we still have over 100 to go. 101, to be exact.
Plenty of time for a turnaround. You know, this
But
we've had the happy hour. We came to terms with today.
Yeah, I think we've already been critical
enough
of today.
We're going to turn a new leaf.
Yeah, we've been critical enough of today. The Padres are now 2 back because the Dodgers rallied to beat the Mets. The Giants are 3 back. So, look, there you go. Diamondbacks rallied with 7 in the 9th. Swept the Braves. Braves are really scuffling again after that bad start to the season. They're bad again. Diamondbacks get back to 500. Padres better start winning soon, though, Scraby, because here come the Rockies.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm kidding. No, but they did win 3 in a row.
They won their series.
They swept the Marlins, which I don't think says much for the Marlins.
By the way, did you see how many people were at those games?
Well,
maybe 1,000.
Yes, and I mentioned that the Colorado fans ought to take note and start showing up in those kind of numbers in Denver, because it might get the Rockies to do something about their terrible team.
Jake Garriani, Tuesday, he came in for a couple hours.
Yes, I saw
Jake. Doing the Brains Apprentice show, and he's from Colorado. And so I asked him, like, why do the Rockies fans keep showing up even though the team is awful? And he said, it's an event. People like the event of it all. People go to have a drink. People go to eat dinner. And there's a baseball game there. So
pretty expensive drink.
What?
Pretty expensive drink.
Yeah,
you got to pay $100 just to get in to have the drink.
I guess people do not care if the Rockies win or lose in Denver, which is amazing.
26,000 is the average attendance, which is quite good for 12 victories.
Do you have Miami in front of you?
It's yes, I believe it's 11,000. It's just ahead
of the A's?
Of the A's and Rays, who both play in a minor league ballpark. But it's not ahead by much.
I've been to that Miami ballpark, and it's a little strange, but, I mean, they got to figure out something.
All right. Hour number, whatever this is. So I'm going to turn it mostly over to you, Scraby, for kind of a, you know, let you run the show here from 6 to 7. That's what you normally do. We will remind everybody Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler now. NBA Finals, after like a 7.5-hour pregame show, are finally underway. And I was going to get a score, but they're in a commercial break. So let me look it up very quickly. Oklahoma City leads 25-15. I guess what they said is right. It's going to be a blowout.
Season is over.
New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. What'd you think of that, Scrabe?
I didn't
talk to you about that yet.
I didn't understand it, but the more I read about it, I guess he was like completely outcoached in the playoffs or something. That's why. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think he was completely outcoached. He didn't have as good of a team Number one. Number two, what do I expect an organization to say after they stupidly fire somebody? He did a great job. Of course they're going to say, to protect themselves, that he was outcoached.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
He was not outcoached. This is as good as the Knicks have been in 30 years. And I think they're going to pay the price for this decision. By the way, anybody wondering about Rick Pitino returning?
I wasn't, but sure.
Well, some were, and Pitino says no.
What about Dan Hurley?
I would almost like to see that, just to see him lose all the time. Not all the time, but he would lose a lot.
He already said he's not going to do
no,
it.
No, he can't.
He said, I can't do another summer of, you know, am I going to coach in the NBA?
No, he cannot coach in the NBA. He wouldn't survive. He'd go right to Bellevue, which I believe is the place where they, you know, the crazy people go to Bellevue, and I think that's kind of
where... You mean a mental asylum?
It is a mental asylum,
right.
And I'm pretty sure that, unfortunately, but, Dan Hurley's reaction to, you know, referees' calls in the NBA, he'd never make it, I don't think. All right, Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton got Game 1 last night, a thriller in OT, Game 2's tomorrow there. Tennis, we had a great matchup today on the women's side, Sabalenka and Swiatek. Two of the biggest and best in the sport, but Sabalenka was bigger and badder today. 6-love in the third to end Swiatek's 3-year run as French Open champion. Coco Gauff made the finals. She'll take on the powerhouse Sabalenka tomorrow. Djokovic and Sinner in a powerhouse men's semifinal. Djokovic trying for his 25th Grand Slam title. Sinner should not be playing. I brought that up yesterday also.
He cheated, right?
He's the guy, he got busted twice.
For PEDs.
For PEDs.
Yeah.
And the doping association said, yes, he needs to sit out a year or two.
Tennis is like, eh.
Tennis said, eh, he said he didn't mean to do it. So we'll sit him out for 3 months, which allowed him to play in the Australian Open.
Yeah.
Miss a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter.
Yep.
And then come back for the French Open.
Yeah, that does not make...
Not the best look for tennis on that.
No.
What's been on your mind all week?
Well,
you had Kirk Kenny in studio. I know that.
We talked about Padres fandom. We talked about Aztecs fandom.
Yeah, Jake Ariani.
Gary Annie.
Jake,
yes.
You know, I'm too busy trying to smile.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right.
We talked about that.
Yeah, whatever.
He said he asked me on the show if you liked him or not, and I said I think Chris likes you. I just think Chris
wants
you to stop.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard is that I don't like this guy. I don't even, you know, every time I've met him, I'm pleasantly say hello to him, and I like having him on the show. I don't know why he would even remotely think that.
I think he knows it might get your goat a little bit.
Well,
but
then,
we talked about it. I said, Chris likes you.
If he's trying to get my goat, he's succeeded.
No, Jake Ariani was great, and Kirk Kenny was great here. We talked about his Chick-fil-A. He still doesn't have a commercial yet, Chris. So,
but he still hasn't missed going
still has not
to
missed.
Chick-fil-A.
And... what else were we talking about? I got into that whole thing with Lance McCullers and the person who was found to be the one who threatened his children.
You remember that I said they need to find these people so that other people understand that you can't get away with this.
Yes.
And so I was really glad that they at least located this person. Now, he's outside the country, so I don't know that we can lock him up.
Yeah.
Which is what should happen, but at least it's something.
It is something.
It sends the message, does it not, to the rest of the idiots out there who lose a bet and think they can threaten some player's life. They're going to find you.
The articles that I read were like, oh, well, he was inebriated. That's the word they kept using, inebriated.
Oh, like that's okay?
He was inebriated, and he really wants the authorities to pass on his sorries to the McCullers family. I don't think that's enough.
It is not even close to enough.
But you can't do anything with a guy who doesn't live in this country. I mean, I guess you could go and contact that country and try to, but there's no use in doing that. I got into a big conversation because there's so many people, Chris. Every time we talk about these stories of betting, well, you guys do the Daily Gambit. And yeah, we do the Daily Gambit, but, and this is what I said the other day, we do the Daily Gambit for people to bet responsibly. We don't do the Daily Gambit to try and get people to lose their homes and bet everything that they have. But I'm more and more convinced that sports betting and the way that it's being offered, I would love to know where we're at in 30 years with this, because I think it's going to ruin a lot of lives.
It already has.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, the Daily Gambit has nothing to do with gambling. It has everything. We call it the Daily Gambit because we took after the name of the Queen's Gambit, which was a television show at the time.
Yes.
We don't gamble any money.
We bring up games that
the
we can talk about.
The Daily Gambit is there as a vehicle to allow us to talk about some of the matchups that night and pick a winner.
Yeah.
That is why we have it. For those of you that think that means we're encouraging you to gamble, you're myopic. You're not even close to accurate.
Yeah,
so stop making the comparison. There is none.
There isn't really a comparison. I said this, like, just because I can't drink anymore doesn't mean everybody has to stop drinking, because there are people out there that can drink responsibly, and it's easy for them
to
do that.
And there are some who can gamble responsibly.
Exactly.
They set aside money to gamble. It's their entertainment money. And that's how they want to spend their entertainment money.
But I could see
the same way you might go to move. Oh, I don't disagree. I'm saying some people can do it.
Yeah.
Not many. Here's the problem.
Go for it.
Well, I have my psychological reasoning why gambling gets to where it gets.
Should we wait until after the break?
No, I can do it in a minute.
Okay.
I'll use horse racing as an example because it's easiest for me. You bet $2, you win $10. You bet $2 again, you win $20.
Endorphins.
That feels great.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You bet $2 next time and win $15. I've already won $20.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got to do to win more than $20? You got to bet more than $2. This is how gambling gets you. Even when you win, you lose because you start betting more. Because the winning of the small amount no longer does anything for you. It's very difficult to just bet $5 on every game with your friend and keep exchanging $5.
Eventually, it doesn't do anything for
right,
you.
Right, eventually it doesn't mean anything. So now if you start exchanging 50, now it kind of means a little. And guess what? After that 50 for 6 months, now you better go 500.
Double or nothing.
Well, that's why I get you. I'm just telling you.
It's exactly the
same. I've been
there
before. I've been at the horse track. I've won $50, and I've done it a lot. Eventually, I start making bets to win 150 because 50 doesn't do it for me anymore.
It's the exact same progression that I made as an alcoholic. I started with beer. Mm-hmm. Then I started with beer by myself, and then it was liquor by myself, and then it was big bottles of liquor, and then it was this and that and this and that. You don't just start with $1,000 bets. You work your way up, and these betting companies are taking advantage of these people because they can see the analytics of how they bet.
Absolutely.
And them chasing their bets, and so then they send them emails saying, hey, we're going to give you an extra $100 today because you spent so much money with us. And then that person puts more money of their own in there, and then it's a slippery slope. But we've talked about that.
It's quite despicable the way the gambling companies are allowed to take advantage of the people that are their customers.
Yeah.
Agreed. On to break, and then more of the Scrabinator Chronicles hour of the show.
It's been so long.
I know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 42 minutes. I don't just give stuff away like that very often. But
welcome into the Skrello Chronicles, as everybody's calling it.
The Skrello. That's cute, guys. You guys out there are quite creative.
Oh, man. The chat is... they're in the middle of a battle right now.
What are they battling over, the chat?
There were some Dodger fans that were crashing the chat just to, like, talk trash. And, okay. That's fine.
We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Finally, we play Monday.
You know, let's talk about this real quick, because this is something I talked about while filling in for Braden, and that's their upcoming schedule, the Padres' upcoming schedule. The Brewers right now are on a heater. They have won 9 of their last 10. Mm-hmm. Christian Yelich is hitting now. Everything's working for them. So they're going to Milwaukee. They have to play them 3. Then they come back. They have to play the Dodgers 3 at home. Then they go and they play the Diamondbacks for 3. Then they go to LA and they play the Dodgers 4 games. So by the time that's all over, we're going to have a really clear picture of what the Padres are looking at for the trade deadline.
You now can put in 3 at home against Kansas City at the end of that.
Yeah,
that's
because they're good
ball club. And that's my birthday, June 22nd.
I heard this driving home the other day. You were like...
Why did you hear it's my birthday?
Because you said it. You were like, here's a hint, everyone. It's my birthday.
Oh, I know why I said it. But what I'm trying to get to, on my birthday, June 22nd, that night, what will their record be? I think that's what you're trying to think.
Well,
I mean, you got
3, 6, 9, 13.
You got 16 games against very good,
very good
teams.
Yes.
7 of them against the Dodgers. The Padres' record against winning teams is not great.
It's not. On the road, it's
I had them at 10 and I think it's 12 and 19 now. Now the other side against losing teams, Padres are crushing them. I think 25-6 or something.
Which has never happened.
Right. They're beating up the bad teams. But the good teams have been tough. And they're going into this stretch. Sorry, they don't have their best version of themselves.
Can I ask you this, too?
The pitchers in their next 3 games are Vasquez, Kolek, and Burgert.
I'm not mad at Kolek and Vasquez.
I'm not mad at any of them.
Burgert did well, too.
I'm not mad at any of them. What I mean is, there's a world where none of those 3 would have been pitching at the beginning of this season.
No, that's true.
Before Waldron, Darvish, and now King got hurt. So you're not your best version of yourself going into there. And you've got 16 really tough games.
They only have one off day until they have an off day on the 12th, and mm-hmm. then they have an off day on the 26th. And those are their only two off days of June.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though, because I've been pretty tough on you, Darvish, this week. And I know that he's injured. I know.
Yes. Where are you, you?
That's what I'm asking. Like,
yeah, where are
I understand,
you?
I understand that you don't want to come back too early. I understand they don't really need him right now, but don't they?
Yeah, they do really need him right now.
So
don't say that they don't need him right now. They totally need him right now. Apparently, according to what I'm seeing on Clutch Points here, if you want to believe these guys, Christopher Hennessy, very solid writer.
I don't know about him.
I have no idea. He says, according to Mike Schilt, per the AP's Janie McCauley. So this is Mike Schilt to Janie McCauley to Christopher Hennessy.
Actually, Christopher Hennessy's just reading what Mike Schilt said or listening to it.
Well, he's writing it. So I'm telling you, quote, he came out of it feeling good. Spoke with him yesterday. He's very encouraged. Came in earlier today, played catch, got on the mound again yesterday. So 3 days in a row off the mound with some throwing. Bullpen sandwiched in between. So, recovering, still throwing well. He has a plan for another bullpen that will go from there. All favorable, trending in a good place.
I've heard this before.
Me too. I've heard it for about a month and a half.
I've heard it since spring training.
So I almost don't believe any of it.
It's not that I don't believe it, because I know that you is injured, and I know that he's not a guy who's just going to sit out because he doesn't want to pitch or whatever.
You wouldn't think so.
But and I'm not going to put that out there at all, because I know that you, Darvish, is a team guy. But come on, let's go. Where are you?
Well, you're saying you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
I know he's injured.
I don't mean it in a bad way. You're saying
you're
he's injured. I understand it.
You're right.
But get in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're speaking,
and I don't think that they can. And I keep getting into arguments with people who keep telling me that, because my thing is Xander Bogaerts is being overpaid, but at least Xander Bogaerts is playing. You know,
he's playing,
and he has the ability to do something in the game, but he hasn't. But Yu Darvish has no ability to do anything because he's not even on the active roster right now. And
he's no impact at all.
Zero impact. And he's getting paid a good hefty amount of money.
We could really use him.
Really use him. So
it's got to be tempting. It's got to be tempting. And somebody somewhere has got to be saying to Yu Darvish and his people, you know, behind the scenes that they'll never tell us.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody somewhere is going, hey, when is it going to be? We really need this.
Yeah. Michael King's now down. We need you.
But I don't know. I mean, Darvish is not going to pitch until he feels 100% right.
And I also agree with that.
And the kind of jerk in me
says, who cares?
No, the jerk in me says, well, then we're not going to pay you until we are 100% sure about paying you. I know you can't do that, but, you know, this is how I feel about this stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm not a major leaguer, but
really?
I know that my arm and my legs and my back and my elbows and everything hurts every Wednesday when I drive up the Poway and play softball, but I still play.
Yes, you do.
You know,
yes,
I know I came into work this week sick with a cold. Everybody heard it in my voice.
Thank goodness I
but
wasn't
you
here.
Weren't in here, but I still did it. I like to see my athletes say, hey, I don't care. I'm playing anyway. But there are also too many examples of guys with a little pain in their arm that play, you know, pitch a couple games, and then it gets to the point of no return with that arm.
I understand, and I know that they don't
want
to do that.
I think the bottom line here is, as tough as it is, we just have to suck it up and hope that he, you know, can come back sooner rather than later.
And if Xander Bogaerts misses time, I know people are going to be laughing at me for this too, but if Xander Bogaerts misses a good amount of time, that's going to hurt this team a lot, because he's been really good defensively. And yeah, he can't hit, but he's been good defensively. And now Jose Iglesias has to play shortstop every day? Is that going to happen?
Jose Iglesias is hitting .254, and he's only hitting that because he's been on a bit of a heater lately. He was down around .210 most of the season. Iglesias has no home runs, is not a home run threat, is not a stolen base threat, is really not, despite the magic that surrounded him last year in New York with the OMG, he really isn't that. He is what he is an really good utility infielder.
Defender, yes.
He is not a starting shortstop. You're absolutely right, Scraby. And no matter what you want to say about Bogey, he's got 11 steals. He's making some things happen when he gets on.
I think he has a hit streak going on right now.
Look, the complaints are what they are about Bogarts, and I'm right in line because he hasn't done what I wish. But Iglesias at short is not an upgrade over a long stretch. Make no mistake, people.
Last year, he missed 2 months. Xander Bogaerts did, and I guess it didn't really affect them in the end, but this is a completely different team, and Jose Iglesias doesn't seem like he's going to be hitting like he did last year.
Well, I understand, too, that if Bogaerts is going to be out here for the weekend or longer, I wouldn't expect Arise to be in the lineup tomorrow night. They yanked him right out of the middle of the game today.
So who's good? So now we got Crone at first.
Well, we got
Tyler Wade at second. Jose Iglesias at third or a shortstop? That doesn't sound like a great infield to me.
Might as well call up Mason McCoy and put him at third and just go all minor league all the way around. No, I don't know.
Put
Manny
Machado in left field, you know? Can you imagine Manny?
It would help our hitting statistics out there.
I think they're finding themselves in a position, Chris, where they're going to have to trade earlier than they want to, because we talked about this on the roundtable. And if they get halfway into this stretch that they're in right now and they are not on the right side of some of these games, then I think they're going to start feeling the heat. I think that AJ Preller is already on the phones working it. Obviously he is, because he, you know, there's those reports about Jaren Duran earlier in the week.
They're 10 games over 500 right now today, right? 9. 35 and 26. I just mentioned they have 16 games coming up in a row.
Yep.
7 against the Dodgers and all the rest against good teams. How much over 9 will they be 500 as I blow out the candles on my birthday?
I think they're the, can they I still think they're be 9 over. I think hope, they go 500.
I'm going to say I hope they're 9.
Because it could easily go the other 9. Way.
It could. It could go worse. It could. They're not 100%. They're not hitting. They don't have the lineup. Their pitching is hurt and injured and not, you know, together. Their bullpen has been hit and miss as opposed to lights out.
Yep.
It's going to be tough to go 8-8 over these 16 games.
When
it
rains,
16 days.
It pours, Chris.
It's going to be tough. Good luck.
We're going to get to the Big Five after the break, but I wanted to say that we have a prize to give away right now.
What you got?
You, if you call right now, let's see. What was Chris's secret irk from the game earlier that he held on to?
What player was I surprisingly irked at?
Yes, thank you. Okay. If you call in and you were the first caller to get that correct, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to Sunday's SD Legion game versus Old Glory DC at Torero Stadium.
Old Glory!
You feel the energy of pro rugby with the San Diego Legion. Get tickets at SDLegion.com. Call me, call us right now, 833-288-0973. Be the first caller to know the answer to the question, and you will win those tickets. When we get back, Big Five. And the Padres made a move today, and it had to do with someone who was caught betting last year, Chris. We'll talk about that in the Big Five when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before I give it back to Scraby for the Big Five and the rest of the Chronicles, an update from the NBA Finals. OKC leads 47-37. Second quarter. Score does not tell the story here, Scrabe. Here's what does tell the story. The Indiana Pacers have already turned the ball over 15 times in this game. And they just went to a timeout, and Rick Carlisle in the huddle said, it's pretty simple, guys. We got to hang on to the ball. Stop turning it over. Stop making dumb passes. We can win this game if we hang on to the ball. They come out of the timeout. They turned it over their first 4 times after the timeout. They're now up to 19 turnovers in the first half. Now, I've watched a lot of basketball. I've watched 12th grade basketball, 11th, 9th. I've never seen any team turn the ball over 40 times in a basketball game. Indiana's on pace for that right now. So,
well, that's how you lose games.
Wow.
Chris.
Oklahoma City is, winning, obviously, but that's a ridiculous amount of turnovers in the first half of a basketball, an NBA game.
You know, 19. The Pacers are just nervous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nerves.
All right. go back to what else you got here for us.
Big Five.
Got some traffic. Oh, no, no traffic. No, we don't give traffic after 6:30.
No.
Apparently all the traffic disappears in San Diego.
I mean, there's nothing going on down there, so.
As far as you know.
Yeah, from my perch. It's Big Five time.
Okay.
I think.
Let's go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I should also mention that Chris, the 49er fan, won the tickets to SD Legion. He knew that Chris was irked with Manny Machado for not tagging, or at least attempting to go from first to second in the ninth inning.
Can I, since you brought them up.
Yes.
The 49ers were part of a question on Jeopardy the other day.
Really?
And I missed it. Because for whatever reason, my mind was not thinking this way.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, I like this, kind of.
Do you know the name of the San Francisco 49ers mascot?
Sourdough Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
That's not. Here was the question. Do you know what Sourdough Sam's birthday is? I didn't get it, but I should have. And you should certainly get it, but you're not going there either.
What his birthday is.
He has a birthday. Sourdough Sam, your 49er mascot, has a birthday that makes perfect sense.
Is it like January 1st, 1849?
It is not. Sourdough Sam's birthday is April 9th.
49.
49.
Oh, man.
I missed it.
That seems like a weird question. That seems like a really weird question.
It was just kind of part of the question.
How would anybody know that?
Well, this is the 49er mascot. He is Sourdough Sam. Or this is the mascot of what team? Showed a picture of him. His name is Sourdough Sam. And appropriately, his birthday is April 9th.
That's crazy.
And the people went, oh, that's the 49ers mascot.
Yeah.
And so I went, oh, 4-9. Huh, I get it. But I didn't get it before.
That's a good one. Would have guessed that either.
See, I just got you on some 49er.
Well, I was like all pumped up thinking that the question was about the mascot's name. And I was like, yes, I got it. Sourdough Sam. I love that guy, though, running around.
Well, next time it's April 9th, you can call and wish him a happy birthday.
Why would they pick a birthday, though, that he can't ever celebrate during a season?
Because they're not the San Francisco October 22nd.
Well, come on.
They're the San Francisco 49ers.
Ugh. Anyway.
12-point lead for OKC at halftime. Officially, Indiana, 18 turnovers. OKC, 4 turnovers. Yeah, that you can't win that game. I don't care what two teams are playing.
No, but, well, Indiana. I mean, OKC's doing a really good job.
Yeah, right.
They're doing stay close.
In a lot of ways, they kind of are. Yeah, good point. 12-point game at the half. All right, go ahead.
Number 5.
That was really loud for some reason. The Padres plan to reinstate left-hander Jay Groom from the ineligible list. Let me start this over. This is written in a tense that I didn't fix. The Padres have reinstated left-hander Jay Groom from the ineligible list and then non-tendered him today because he wasn't allowed to be tendered or non-tendered a contract during the season. Groom was one of 4 players serving a 1-year ban for breaking Major League Baseball's regulations about betting on baseball games. Groom's bets were placed in 2020 and 2021 when he was not on a 40-man roster. In its press release at the time, the league noted that Groom wagered a total of $453 over the course of 30 bets, none pertaining to games he played or to games involving the Red Sox, which was his team at the time. Again, he was not on the 40-man roster.
But he was betting on baseball.
But, yeah, they're saying he's betting on baseball.
Okay.
You're up first. Do you have an issue with players betting on baseball if they aren't on a 40-man roster? He's basically unemployed. I guess he's not unemployed.
I have what I think is kind of a fun line here, but I'm scared to go to it.
Oh, gosh. We are in safe harbor hours.
Yes, we're in safe harbor hours, but we're not in safe harbor politically in this world.
Oh, gosh. Oh, good. Were you going Pete Rose?
My answer to this was going to be, I don't know, let me ask Donald Trump if it's okay. Because he seems to be the one who decided on Pete Rose.
Hey, the commish came out and said that he did influence his decision.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
But do you think players who are not on 40-man rosters should
be allowed to bet on baseball? Yeah. No. Not if you're trying to get back into baseball. Now, I'm not on a 40-man roster, but I'm not trying to get on a team.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best look for Jay Groom, who I believe we interviewed at spring training 1 year.
We did. You're right. We did. Yeah. He came out. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No, don't gamble on baseball if you're a baseball player. I don't think it's too close of a stretch, is it not?
He could have friends at the major league level that, you know,
I don't know that it's
games.
A good look.
You know what? You changed my complete thought on this. Originally, I thought, why not? The guy's not on a team. Like, he's not going to have an impact on the game. But you're right. He's trying to get back into baseball.
I mean,
baseball.
Let's go back to politics just for fun. There are certain people in the Senate who are married to, you know, House of Representative people, Congress people. There's a lot of people who say they shouldn't be able to buy stocks and do all of these investments because they have inside information through their families.
I have heard of this, yes.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, if that bothers you, then betting on baseball, even if you're not active, I think should bother you.
You sold me. Okay. He shouldn't have. And you know what? He may have bet on baseball when he did get on a team. But I think it's really kind of sad that Jay Groom, I can't say threw away his career, but put his career in major peril for $453.
I mean, if you're going to ban anybody from baseball, sorry to pick on you, but I'd rather ban Jay Groom than Pete Rose frankly.
Okay, all right. That's not the question.
I know.
Number four.
What about Tucapita Marcano? I think he was part of that.
He's banned. He's banned. You see it, Tucapita. I haven't missed him too much, honestly.
Aaron Rodgers, we have talked about. He plans to sign with the Steelers, according to Adam Schefter. But the news comes more than 80 days since the start of free agency and 70 days after Rodgers visited the Steelers. Sources told Schefter that Rodgers plans to fly to Pittsburgh on Friday, tomorrow, and join the Steelers ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. He emerged as a serious candidate.
He also said he's flying to Pittsburgh because it's on his way to Europe, where he's going to then vacation for 2 months, and he, you know, figures it'll be convenient to stop in and say hello.
There's a reason for this timing. It has
to
be.
I know.
That he's doing this.
Yes,
but
he and his latest Hiawatha partner,
ayahuasca partner. Yes. Hey, I don't think he did that this year.
Heading to Europe.
I don't know, though.
Who knows?
All right. The question, I'm up first. Do the Steelers make the playoffs? They did make some interesting moves because they got rid of George Pickens and they got DK Metcalf.
Uh-huh.
They let Najee Harris walk. If you're going to go by what Mike Tomlin does, he makes the playoffs every year no matter what kind of team he has. But I'm sorry to our resident Steeler fan Katrina on the chat. Steelers will not make the playoffs this year. Chris?
We have another Steeler fan. He signs our checks.
Yes, Mr. Michael.
Mr. Michael is a huge Steeler fan.
Huge.
He texted me a while ago.
You did?
Yes, in reference to today's news that Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback.
Okay.
It is... Now, are you somebody that when you have 3 points to make, you put them all in one text? Or do you sign one line, send, one line, send, one line, send?
Depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay. Because that's what he did.
One line, send, one line, send.
One line, send, one line, send, one line, send.
I can see me doing
I never do
either.
That. I do all three at once. But anyway, Michael said, first line, hate it. Second line, horrible move. Third line, he's not a good dude. That's a lifelong Steeler fan speaking as well. So
recently there's been a lot of talk. Danica Patrick came out saying that Aaron Rodgers like really mentally tortured her and things like that. So I can understand why
Steelers
fan. I'm
not ready
to go
that far with Aaron Rodgers because I do find him to be a rather intelligent guy. I do. He's different, but I find him to be pretty smart. I don't think he cares a whole lot about, you know, the teammates around him at this point in his life. And that's why I don't think he's a very good fit for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers.
Yeah, I don't. But you didn't answer or not.
No,
they
no.
don't make the playoffs.
No.
I do love that text from Michael.
I also
though.
Don't think he's going to finish the season with Pittsburgh. I mean, I don't go that far.
You're going to think he gets traded or cut?
No, just hurt, you know, some sort of war of words. Tomlin and he, I don't see that working.
I don't see it working
Tomlin's
either.
Tomlin's my kind of guy. Aaron Rodgers is not.
Number three.
I do love that text from Michael, though. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Saints quarterback Derek Carr stunned everyone last month by abruptly retiring, and at the time, he gave up $30 million by choosing not to have surgery to repair a shoulder injury and miss the entire 2025 season, and we now know why. He told frontofficesports.com, quote, "I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there, and it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints' money. I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery, and then if I tried to play with it, I wasn't near 100%, and so that doesn't help them either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and for the team," end quote. The Saints allowed him to keep a $10 million roster bonus that he would have otherwise forfeited. In return, he gave up his $30 million otherwise guaranteed salary for 2025. I'm up first, or you're up first. Should more players do this?
I can't tell players what to do, number one. Number two, Derek Carr seems like a terrific guy here. And in a lot of ways, I think it's a nice thing. But I don't give him that much credit for it. And here's why. He got $10 million. Once you get the 10 and you add it to the 80, 90, 150 million that you've already ridiculously made.
Yeah.
Saying no to the final 30 probably isn't really as hard as we think it is.
I get what you're saying.
If Derek Carr were living in a tough neighborhood in Fresno area and his family was scrapping for money,
that would be a different story.
And somebody said, "Hey, we got $30,000 for you here, or you can, you know, whatever." He'd B would say yes. He's not taking it because he doesn't really, really need it. So I'm giving him, you know, his due because I think it's the right thing to do. I do.
I think more players should do this. I think Zion Williamson should give all of his money back.
I know you do.
Because he has stolen money from the Pelicans for years.
I don't know.
Stolen!
I would have I will say this, Grabe. I would have trouble if they were paying me any salary here and I wasn't showing up ever, you know?
And
it would be tough for me to live with that, I will say.
Me too.
So, yeah, you and I agree with that.
Derek Carr, stand-up human being, in my opinion.
Yeah, giving him a thumbs up.
Number two.
The White Sox announced today that chairman and majority owner Jerry Reinsdorf and minority owner Justin Ishbia have reached a long-term investment agreement that establishes a framework for Ishbia to obtain a future controlling interest
Justin
in
Ishbia.
The White Sox.
You said
Sox.
Justin Ishbia.
Yes.
That's different from Matt Ishbia.
Yeah, it's his brother.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And you know what? I just realized that right now, too.
All right, I got confused.
I just realized that.
I thought Matt Ishbia was the owner of the Suns and
Mercury.
I thought he, but I also thought he was the majority owner of the White Sox. Maybe it was not Matt Ishbia.
Justin Ishbia is a minority owner. I know that.
Of the White Sox.
Of the White Sox. But really, under the terms of this agreement, Ishbia is going to make capital infusions into the White Sox this year that will pay down existing debt and support ongoing team operations.
You didn't know that Matt, I'm sorry, still sick, still recovering. Final moments.
Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Between 2029 and 2033, Reinsdorf has the option of selling his controlling interest to Ishbia. After the 2034 season, Ishbia is going to have his option to acquire the controlling interest, blah, 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 blah.
All right. Is there a question? Because I don't get all of any of this stuff.
I know. Okay. My question is, will a new owner turn the White Sox around? And I guess I'm up first. Uh-huh. Has Matt Ishbia... No, let me take that back. I'm not going to steal your take. No. No.
No.
No.
All right.
Not this owner.
White Sox would just be terrible. Forever.
Not this owner. Not this owner.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Not this owner.
I'm not a fan of Matt Ishbia, his brother. And I don't think he does much with the Suns other than mouth off all the time about how great he's going to be.
I guess his dad's also, Jeff Ishbia, is going to be a part of this as well. Okay. So it's a big Ishbia.
Yeah, Ishbia, I just saw a little interesting note on him. He played on Michigan State's national championship basketball team in 2000.
Matt Ishbia Justin?
Yes, Matt. He was a walk-on point guard for that team.
Wow.
I don't think he started or played much.
Okay. But he was still on the team.
But I think Reinsdorf, you know, has had a pretty legit career. He got 6 titles with the Bulls, 1 World Series with the White Sox, who had never come close. But Reinsdorf has given up, you know, the last 15 years. And so I think it's good for all White Sox fans that this change hands. And I would say Ishbia's got a better chance to be successful than what Reinsdorf has now.
I would agree with
say
that.
Okay.
All right.
Number one.
A double Will Venable's salary while you're there.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing an okay job with a team that's not that great. I mean,
they're ahead of the Rockies.
Yep. Here's my last story. The Braves are going to call up Craig Kimbrell after their ninth inning collapse today.
Oh.
Talk about a guy who not has stolen money, but he's done real well for himself over the years.
And they blew a 7, or they gave up 7 in the ninth today for those who just tuned in and lost to the D-backs.
So this has been, when we were watching the game earlier, our boss Adam is an Atlanta guy. He loves the Braves. And
was he not pleased while this lead was
slipping
away?
Well, he already knew. It was already done by the time we had talked to him about it. But he said, time for Snitker to go.
Oh, brother. Adam is an overreacting fan. Yes, he is.
Snitker has made some really interesting and terrible moves this year.
What was the move that he made this year? The only one I don't like is allowing the one guy to not run
Jerry
out the
Kelnick?
Ball. Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't agree
with that.
What about
the other day with A.J. Smith-Shawver and Spencer Strider was trying to get everybody's attention and he wouldn't take him out of the game and then Snicker's like, I didn't see anything.
101 wins... 104 wins, and the year before that, he won the World Series. Last year, 90 wins. You Brave fans You know what? This Adam is like most of you out there.
Stop.
Just way over analyzing what have you done for me lately. Snitker's been one of the better managers the Braves have ever had. And that's saying something because Bobby Cox was really good before him.
Yes, but I agree with Adam in this case.
You do?
Get him out
of
here.
Fire the guy.
Get him out of here.
Well, then you also want to get rid of Fernando Tatis and Jackson
no, I don't.
Merrill.
Yes, you do.
Come on. Don't tell me.
All right. That's it. I'm going to be back for both shows tomorrow. Braden Soprenant and Gwen and Chris. We're going to have Sean Reynolds on the show tomorrow during Gwen and Chris. And Sammy Lev is going to join me during the Braden Soprenant show for an hour. So there we go.
I was going to say, good thing the show's over because my voice was outstanding all day, but it has just hit the wall. So
go home and drink some tea.
You say goodbye for us.
Goodbye, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.